Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So, 2020 was a bit of a rough year for the Disney parks.
And, like, everything.
And everything, yes. But yeah. Today we're talking about the Disney parks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Some opened. What? Some did not.
Some did not.
But, new year.
Yeah.
And we have some announcements and some projections and for 2021 for the Disney parks. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, there's some reason for optimism.
Yeah.
The parks seem a little optimistic. We seem a little optimistic.
Yeah, yeah. And 2021 off to a bit of a rough start.
Little bit, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, 2020 was off to a good start. And then, so who knows what's going to happen.
It's just a rough 12 months. It's just offset by a couple.
Exactly.
It didn't get really bad until late February,
into March. Yeah. So we're good.
We'll ramp up again.
Come March, we'll be great again, right? But we're going to be optimistic about what's coming out to the parks in 2021. We're going to talk, of course, we always focus on Disneyland. We are going to talk about other theme parks as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we get to that, we've got a few things that we always talk about beginning of every show.
Every show.
First of all, Brandon.
Yes?
What kind of nerd thing are you into this week?
Well, I am Canadian.
Yes.
And,
that's part of our whole theme here.
The nerdiest thing that a Canadian can be into is NHL hockey.
That's true. Yeah.
And COVID has run rampant through that as well.
Mm-hmm.
They had their season cut short last year, and then they went into a weird bubble playoff thing.
It was nice to see actual hockey.
In the middle of summer. It was very bizarre.
It was.
But they're finally getting around to starting up for a new season.
Yep.
It's going to start on Wednesday.
Right. And since this is coming out on Monday, you're like beside yourself excited.
Yeah, I'm going to get to watch hockey again.
So exciting.
So, yeah, that's what I'm into this week.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You had like an hour-by-hour countdown almost.
Pretty close.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. My nerd thing, you know, I'm going to be sitting there watching hockey with you. But the one thing I did want to mention is we got some pretty cool Christmas gifts. And
you betcha we did.
Yeah, and I did get some Disney items.
Spoiled again.
I know, always. Mm-hmm. And we like board games.
We do, yeah.
One of the things we got this year was we've played Codenames before. We got Marvel Code. Well, I got Marvel Codenames.
You did.
I played with you.
Yeah, well, you need someone to play with.
Exactly. So
give you good hints.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. I'm terrible at giving hints. but we played that a couple times recently, and so very.
But yeah,
that's my nerd thing.
If you've never played Codenames, it's a pretty fun little game, and they have a Disney one, and they have a Marvel's one, and they probably have several flavors of it. So whatever you're into, you can play it. It's the same type of game, but just depends on what you're guessing and things like that. So
this one's very cool because it's more like the comic book style. So there's quite a variety. Yeah, you can tell like the classic ones and the newer ones and just a huge across the Marvel universe variety. And since we were talking Marvel, the MCU phase one last week, it's kind of been on my mind anyway, which worked with us playing. And we've declared this the year of Marvel.
It is.
Speaking of the year of Marvel, there's 4 days left until WandaVision.
That's coming up.
Oh, so I just want to, as our countdown,
nice.
4 days left. Oh, man. Before we get to the news, though, what are you drinking today?
I'm having another growler from the old past beer
yeah,
company.
Our local brewery.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. What's this one?
Well, you purchased it. I believe it's a Mountain Juice.
You are correct. It is
okay,
a Mountain Juice. Yeah. It's a little concerning that you can tell that by the tasting because they have a lot of different types.
They do, but I mean, they all taste different.
Yes,
so
they do. Okay.
Yeah, it's not that crazy. But what about you?
I am drinking wine tonight.
Oh.
Yes. This.
What? You have a special wine glass.
Yeah, this is actually fairly nerdy too, isn't it?
It is.
So my wine, it's a rosé, first of all, from Italy. Mm. It's not local. When we were in Italy, huge wine snob now because of that. But my cup was a gift. And it is a cooler, and it has a picture of Shakespeare with sunglasses on. And it says, I put the lit in literature.
That is quite nerdy.
It is super nerdy. Yeah. Actually, this summer, we had Wine Ninjas was going on in our community, And when basically you ring the doorbell and run away, and there were little gifts and everything like that, it was something that women in the area did. And actually, I think it was province-wide for us. But there was a very special gift that was left on our doorstep the one day, and it was from a student. Yeah, so I happen to know that this one came from her.
Yeah, it was a nice way to keep spirits up during lockdown phase.
It was super fun.
Hard to keep track.
Okay, so that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update.
Well, speaking of WandaVision, it was announced that the first time Disney Plus is going to actually release multiple episodes at the same time.
Right.
They're doing two episodes on Friday of WandaVision, which is pretty cool because Mandalorian, of course, has only been a single episode every single time. And,
right.
And that was their big main show. Mm-hmm. A couple other ones have released as well, and those have been a single episode, like Jeff Goldblum's.
That's right.
That's National Geographic
show.
That's
a fun one, by the way.
That is a fun one.
Like a short, quick kind of like, yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
You learn some stuff with Jeff Goldblum, and he points at you with his circular
fingers. We've seen him speak in person, and he, like, that's just him.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely him. So this is pretty cool. Two episodes.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. Oh, man.
And have it confirmed that they're releasing 9 episodes?
That is last I heard. Okay. 9 episodes. And when they originally were announcing, they didn't specify as to how many. And they said between 6 and 8. So now I'm wondering if the 9 episodes, but they're doing it over 8 weeks. And that's how we're getting that 2 in. In one.
Perhaps, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure if the 9 episodes is like official, but I've seen it in different places.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Only a few days left for that. 4, you said, yeah.
Yep, 4 days.
And the other bit of news is the D23 fan club actually did post on their website.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of optimism.
Yes.
They are looking forward to opening Avengers Campus in 2021.
That is optimistic.
They put that out into the universe. And so we're going to go off that for this episode as well.
Right.
And they're also looking forward to the 50th anniversary celebrations coming to Disney World. That's going to be a big deal as well on the east side.
Right, and I think we'll talk about that a little bit more into our main segment, but that is quite exciting for those of you who like to Disney World. I mean, Disneyland is our home park, but of course we're interested in Disney in general, so
yeah. That's
pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of think when D23 says it, I mean, you could never tell, but it's a lot more solid than a lot of pieces.
You gotta think at some point the parks are going to open this year. Like, vaccinations are slowly.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly. Being administered, so maybe we can get back to some sort of normal at some point here in the next 6 months.
I hope so.
8 months.
Yeah. I do have a news item as well. More just, we are recording this Saturday night, which is the 9th. And did you know that on this day in 1987, Star Tours opened?
Well, I did because you told me that earlier, but that was very interesting.
Yeah.
It was like almost 35 years ago.
Oh, I can't think of that. What always catches me every time I hear that, I always think of Star Tours as being not like a new ride or anything like that, but a lot newer than 1987.
Yeah. Long time ago.
We were very young.
You know it's a younger ride than Star Tours? Many, of course.
But, say lots of them?
One of the mountains is actually younger.
Isn't that crazy?
Splash Mountain.
That's insane. Because
Came out in 89.
Yeah, and Splash Mountain to me is a classic. I mean, we've talked about Splash Mountain before. It's one of my favorites. And, of course, with the retheming and everything, I'm sure we will talk about it more. But when it was first created and they were going to name it, it was very important to them that they were naming it something mountain.
Right.
And to me, I guess just knowing that, I always think of it as obviously not like an original ride or anything like that, but like a solid classic attraction. And I always think of Star Tours being much more recent than 87. So.
Well, okay. Kind of newfangled and like...
Yeah.
Because it's a different property. Star Wars wasn't even Disney owned at the time.
True.
Like, and wouldn't be for many, many years. So.
And I believe it was the first non-Disney property that was included. So I don't know, like that one, seeing that 1987 just caught me off guard today. So I was going to bring that one up.
Cool.
Yeah. So I guess that brings us to our main topic. At the park. All right. Projections for 2021, some guesses, some hopes, some optimism. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't say, like, this week was a pretty rough start to 2021 in the world, particularly in the States, which is, of course, where our closest Disney parks are. So we do want to mention that, but we are going to keep this a fairly optimistic and positive looking forward, hopefully, episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So... okay, let's, do you want to, you know, let's start farthest away.
Farthest away.
Disneyland Paris.
Oh, that is pretty far.
I don't know if that's farthest away, but it's really far away.
far enough. Anyway.
Far enough away. The biggest announcements for 2021 is there's a new hotel coming, which looks super cool. It's called the Art of Marvel.
Ooh.
And we were just talking Marvel, and it's supposed to be like an... New York City kind of gallery, kind of posh motel experience, contemporary style.
Interesting.
Except it's all done with Marvel.
Right.
Like the art of, literally the art of Marvel. I think that's what it's called.
And like New York is very big in the Marvel universe.
Exactly. So
that works.
Fits.
Yeah, it works really well. Yeah, cool.
And then the other one they have coming is they have a new attraction coming. This is a Cars ride, and I believe it's called Cars Route 66. So that's kind of Disneyland Paris. As Disneyland Paris gets to be open more or less.
Well, it was open for a while. They closed it down again.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. But,
projection right now, that's still in the announcements that those two things are coming in 2021.
Well, maybe when we are able to travel overseas again, we will have to go to Disneyland Paris and stay in the Marvel Hotel.
Ooh, that sounds fun. We have, over this whole thing, we have theoretically planned several trips.
Hmm.
And I think one of them should take us to Disneyland Paris. One of our theoretical future one day, maybe.
Oui.
Oui.
That's French.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's as good as I got. Yeah. Yeah.
So even though Canada is a bilingual country, Alberta is not a bilingual province.
I took French till grade 9. I remember La Bibliothèque Fermez la bouche. Oui.
I've got oui. That's it. Yeah, no, I did not take French, so I will just follow you around when we go to Disneyland Paris.
Great.
And stay at the Art of Marvel Hotel. I like this plan.
It's a good plan. Yeah.
And then you also mentioned Disney World.
I did, yes.
This is a big one. It's the 50th anniversary.
It is.
And the big date that is centered around that is October 1st. Now, when they first started announcing some of the events and attractions and all of the stuff for Disney World's 50th, they started announcing it in 2017. Obviously, that was a little bit of a different time.
Yeah, you got to plan stuff out in advance, but no one could have planned for...
Heavens no. I mean...
What's going on now?
I mean, most often word I'm kind of sick of by now is unprecedented. There's a reason it's called that. Like, there's no way to have known. So, of the plans, a lot of people just don't know what is and is not going to happen this year, but there's some... almost written in stone ones. The first one is Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. That seems to be the first thing that is the big thumbs up on this
right
one.
And that's a new dark ride that is also exists in Disneyland Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty cool, actually. Mm-hmm. I like thrill rides, but I like a good dark ride as well if it's well done,
if it's well themed, and like the details and stuff. I know those are the things you've mentioned before that you
if it makes you feel like a kid again, then I'm okay going on a more kiddie style ride.
I prefer the kiddie style ride.
Yeah, well, you're a wuss, so.
Yes, I am. Well, you mentioned thrill rides. Got some good news for you.
Yes.
Maybe. Planned, not sure if it's going to be this year, if it was pushed back or not, and I don't think anyone really knows.
No.
The Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Yes.
It's supposed to be at Epcot. Does that not look insanely awesome?
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah. And then the other one, which also looks insanely awesome.
Really? Like, this one is, like, probably on my top one or two rides looking forward to in the future.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Tron Roller Coaster at Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So what about this one is, like, got your attention?
It's just a really unique ride vehicle. Mm-hmm. You're... the idea is that you're on a Tron light cycle. And so it's a roller coaster, but you're like strapped in there in motorcycle position. So very fun.
You know, the one thing I worry about with that? You are a very tall individual. Yeah, and sometimes the odd ride vehicles.
Yeah, but this is fine. Like the dangling legs and stuff can be a problem, but this is just on a platform. So you're just going to be sitting there. It looks fine.
That looks terrifying. I don't know about that one.
Well, then maybe I'll just have to go on single rider and just loop it.
Loop it. You know what? I will hold the camera. You might get me on it once. So the other things that Disney World, that was the big news for Disney World, is one that is, they're almost entirely sure is going to be able to be 2021, is there's a new fireworks show that was coming out kind of in celebration of the 50th. And this is called Harmonious at Epcot. Fireworks are not really a thing right now, or nighttime shows.
And neither is Harmony.
Neither's Harmony. There's not much Harmony, actually.
Discord and yeah, basically the opposite of Harmony.
But Disney, as always, is very optimistic. So they are projecting that will be able to at some point in 2021.
I think so. They're aiming for October to kick off like the main part of the celebration. Yeah. So I would hope we can have some sort of good things happening by then. So.
Well, you know, they have started park hopping again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, they are, you know, moving forward towards some kind of normalcy a little bit as they can.
Florida.
Exactly.
So they don't really care that much, but.
I was able to go to the Disneyland 50th anniversary celebrations. And they do, you know, you have your main date, which in this case is October 1st. In Disneyland, of course, it was July.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they do start a little earlier and then they go on for about a year.
They try to spread it out over a year because it is a whole year celebration kind of thing.
So,
right?
You know, they have some leeway, is I guess what I'm saying with this. And then the other one, which I know you are incredibly excited about.
My wallet's not, though.
No, your wallet is not at all. Ooh. No, you know, I'm convinced they don't take money, just like blood oaths.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, souls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, a completely immersive Star Wars hotel. The plan was to have it open for the anniversary. They are definitely moving forward with it, but we don't know how fast they're able to move forward with it. So we're not sure if it's going to be able to open in time for the anniversary or into 2022.
It is interesting because it's gone through a couple different phases.
Mm-hmm.
When the parks first shut down, the news came out that they had like completely taken away its budget.
Yeah.
And like it was like even unknown if it was ever going to be built at all.
Right.
And then with the success of Mandalorian, they realized, oh, hey, this is something that we can build now and make a lot of money on.
It was a wise investment for a company that is losing a lot of money, being like, wait, hold on. We've already put money into this. We put a little bit more in. We're going to get a lot more money back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good return on investment for them for sure.
Yes. And it looks insane. It was in the fall when we got to see some released artwork and actually like completed room to see the style and everything of it.
Yeah,
so,
like the concept is you're on a cruise ship, but it's a space
Star Cruiser ship
that go like you and then you visit Batuu.
Yeah,
and like you have this whole immersive experience. So it's interesting. It's all inclusive, but it's very, very, very expensive.
Yes, and it's two nights. Is there
2 nights, 3 days?
Exactly.
This experience, and you pay through the nose.
Exactly. We will not be going to it during the anniversary, but hopefully one day we will get to.
One day, if we save our pennies.
A lot of pennies.
A lot of pennies. A lot of pennies. Many, many pennies.
So, yeah, Disney World for the 50th anniversary. It's going to be quite the celebration, and I'm sure they'll have a lot more things going on. Yeah. Then coming to, of course, our I would say it's our home park from another country.
Our home park that's a mere 3.5 hour flight away.
Hey, that's closer than most stuff in our country.
It's true. Yeah.
Disneyland. Okay, so the big news you talked about during the news segment, Avengers Campus. It was supposed to open last July. Obviously, that did not happen.
Nothing was open.
Nothing was open in July. So they have confirmed that it will be opening this year. You have to think the parks are going to open at some point this year.
They've got to.
Right? Yeah. So we don't really know what shape that opening is going to be in. And we don't know when.
Yeah, we don't know when, and we don't know what kind of capacity limits yeah. or reservation systems or what they're exactly. going to have to. It's going to be a lot up to the state.
Yeah.
The governor of California is a little more cautious than, say, the governor of Florida.
Night and day.
So we'll see how that rolls out.
But. The one thing we have heard as a possibility, and of course it's like barely rumor at this point, is Buena Vista Street is opened. If Avengers Campus is like done, basically, will they allow people to walk around in it? And
yeah, open up some of the shops. Exactly. And then maybe the food. If,
hopefully dining gets
if,
to reopen
if
soon.
Dining can open mm-hmm. again, stuff like that. Maybe have like a little soft opening that way.
Right. I don't even know if you could say it's hearsay at this point. But it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Everything's possible.
It would make sense to me. Totally. Like they need to keep people employed.
Yeah.
Because they're going to need them eventually. So
yeah.
it's tougher to get new people than it is to keep the people you have.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at a place like Disneyland where you have like super loyal employees.
Yes.
Just putting yeah. out that Disney magic.
Exactly.
So, yeah. It's.
Yeah. So you've got that. And then I also think like from a business standpoint, you know, you can, they're now charging parking and things like that, but they don't have dining. When dining opens again, by opening more areas for people to have dining and have shopping and have walking around, you can have, even if you're at, you know, 25% capacity or 30% capacity or whatever, you can still have more people in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the more people that come through the gates, the more shopping, the more eating, the more parking they're going to do. It's a way with minimal exertion of funds that they can yeah. indeed bring in some more money. So
and low risk, like yeah. cars don't usually spread viruses, so nope. you can park them and get money that
exactly,
way.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly. So it makes a lot of sense. Even when Disneyland fully opens and California Adventure fully opens, you're not going to be able to pack people in like they wanted to do for Galaxy's Edge when that land first opened.
No.
You're going to have minimal capacity. You're going to have social distancing. You're going to have masks and everything like that. So opening earlier makes sense.
Yeah. You probably won't be capacity till maybe this time 2022.
That's a fair guess, I think. If not later.
Depending on what.
Well, vaccines,
what
everything
Who
goes
knows?
With vaccines,
Who knows,
right?
But.
So that's the big one is Avengers Campus. I'm still incredibly excited for this. And we were super excited
so,
for Avengers Campus.
Yeah, Avengers Campus. Let's go through the main parts of Avengers Campus
Absolutely.
That are opening. Because they have the Guardians Tower, which is going to be in Avengers Campus.
Yes.
That has been open for a couple years already.
Mm-hmm.
Like the re-theming of the Tower
yeah.
of Terror.
The Breakout, yeah.
Yeah, Mission Breakout. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, and that's cool.
So we get that as part of the land, which is an already established thing.
Right.
Right. So, you know what I'm most excited for? Pym's Test Kitchen, actually.
So, yeah. I think if you're going to have theme park pricing on food,
yeah.
it should have theme park theming.
Right. We've mentioned this before. And you can, of course, I do understand it's easy for us to say as like adult childless millennials, right? We don't have to worry about, you know, little Johnny refusing to eat anything but a cheeseburger.
You know what, little Johnny? Get over it.
Right? You know what? How about we have a giant cheeseburger or a mini cheeseburger
exactly.
then, right? Even, you know, different places like Tomorrowland has some and stuff like that has something where they take a standard and theme it a little bit. And mm-hmm. some restaurants in the parks and food places are better at that than others.
Disneyland actually does a pretty good job.
Fair job.
They have some good, like, yeah. like you say, Tomorrowland has some good ones, and
yep.
Fantasyland has some good ones.
You know what I think? Main Street USA, you have Plaza and you have things like that. If you want a standard thing,
stay.
That's where it
yeah,
should be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be any town USA,
exactly.
so you can have any food
exactly.
USA.
And a lot of, you know, Frontierland has some regular type, you know, there's some barbecue items and things like that. So you have options. And I think the food that has been announced and the idea behind Pym's Test Kitchen looks awesome.
Right. And and if you don't know, the idea is that Ant-Man universe with Pym, Hank Pym, has
yes.
invented the Pym Particle and is resizing your food. So you're going to have a giant pretzel or a mini hamburger or whatever.
I'm totally on board for a giant pretzel.
Yeah.
And even more giant than normal giant pretzel. Yeah, I think it's great. I think, you know, we've seen Batuu
mm-hmm.
has done this. embrace the theming and go for it. You know, it's maybe little Johnny will learn to eat a mini cheeseburger.
So that's what you're most excited about. Not Spider-Man ride, which is the big new attraction.
Yes, I'm very excited for that.
Right.
But I love the random detailed theming that I think Disney does really well. And I think food is such an excellent place to do it. So I think it's going to be really fun. Now, don't get me wrong. New attraction, I'm all for a new attraction. Especially an interactive one.
Yeah, like so the Spider-Man ride, what's it called? Web Slingers. Web Slingers. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's kind of going to be a combination dark ride with a shooting mechanic similar to Toy Story Midway Mania.
Which is super fun.
Which is really fun. And then, of course, they have the exit through the gift shop where you can buy your own personal spider bot.
I was going to ask, what is your opinion about those spider bots? We've seen some YouTube. Well, they are available now in
parts. They are, yeah, because they had the stock ready to go.
Yep.
I think they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would probably rather have a droid, but I'm just a really big Star Wars fan.
Right.
They do seem really cool, and having multiple ones for kids to battle seems like the main purpose of them.
Mm-hmm.
So just having one on your own, it's just like kind of a remote control little spider bot,
right?
Which is fun, but having a battle does look really fun.
That's a little bit more worth the price tag.
Yeah, they are quite expensive, and they don't not really customizable.
Yeah, we do keep seeing, just from our YouTubers and stuff like that we are fans of, that they are comparing them to the droids a lot.
Well, it's the same technology, and you can buy costumes for them so that you can, have an Iron Man Spider-Bot.
That's pretty fun.
Hulk Spider-Bot or stuff like
super
that.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, super fun, and a nice way for Disney to make some change, because, of course, how would I choose between all of them? I guess I have to get more than one. I do agree, though. I was very, very excited to build a droid, had my booking and everything like that for it. I will, when we can, mm-hmm. I will build a droid. Spider-Bot, I wouldn't say no to. I don't know that I would be as excited for it as I would be for a droid.
Well, yeah, you're not going...
It's not quite as much of an experience.
It's not as much of an experience, and Spider-Bots are something they've invented for this ride, not something that has been part of Star Wars since the 70s.
Right,
a little different, I think. But.
Yeah, I have seen really good reviews, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they look fun.
They look super fun. I agree, though. If we were going to get one, we'd have to get two, and we'd have to battle, and that, I don't know how into that I would be.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to, but, yeah, so, and then the other big opening attraction mm-hmm. is going to be the Doctor Strange thing.
Giant question mark.
No one really knows. It's kind of, in the concept art, it's like an outdoor area, and they have some, mirrors hanging and stuff.
Super cool.
And we don't, is it a meet and greet? Is it a stunt show?
Is it both?
Is there special effects? Is it a walkthrough? Is there seating? No one really knows.
We just know it's an area.
But it's very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
I might be most excited for this because it's something weird and different.
I'd buy that, yeah.
And if you embrace the Doctor Strange strangeness,
mm-hmm.
it could be a really cool, unique attraction.
Yeah. Yeah, if they, lean into it and stuff like that and totally embrace it, I think that's going to be super cool. We also, of course, saw the Spider-Man, the technology and stuff for the show. And then the other projected thing was there's going to be another attraction that's, an e-ticket attraction, and that has just been postponed indefinitely.
Well, that wasn't set to be an opening day attraction.
No,
they don't.
That was, a down-the-road thing.
Similar to Galaxy's Edge.
Yes.
And they had the Millennium Falcon
ride
as
Smuggler's
Run as an opening day attraction, and then they opened Rise of the Resistance later.
Smart, actually.
It is smart, because you get double...
Then I have to go back.
Double hype. So that was the plan here. I believe it's supposed to be something to do with the Quinjet.
Because that's pretty cool.
But yeah, that's way down the road.
Yeah, that doesn't even have
2024
have a year
maybe,
on it. Even that's just,
who knows.
Yeah, there's been no announcements for that. Just a giant question mark. So that's been postponed. I do agree that the Doctor Strange thing. I wonder if they'll still open it, because I guess it totally depends on when, because shows and stuff have just been.
Yeah. Well, who knows how social distancing would work with it, because we don't even know
what it is.
So
it might be part walkthrough, part
it's impossible to speculate,
but that was supposed to be an opening day. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Avengers Campus is the big news. The other one that is, you know, going to be there as soon as we open, whenever that may be, is Snow White has been redone. It was closed previous to the parks closing to get redone. I say thank goodness. Needed the most love, probably.
I don't know. I kind of liked it as a... I like that they had to rename it as the Scary Adventures.
Oh, I like that. I'm kind of disappointed it's not going to be scary anymore. Just the end needed some love.
Yeah.
It was a little stilted. But it is now Snow White's Enchanted Wish, which I'm hoping it isn't... I'm hoping there's still, like, a little bit of a scary element to it.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think it's all about the dwarves being all cute and stuff.
Well, the dwarves are cute and everything.
Look, just from the few pictures I've seen of it, it looks kind of like they took some of the technology that they had on the Runaway... Not the Runaway, the Seven Dwarfs minecart ride in Disney World, and they moved it into this Enchanted Snow White thing.
Right. And I mean, the dark rides in Disneyland, in Fantasyland, have seen updates over the years, obviously, and seen changes, and as new technology comes out, they've incorporated and stuff like that, and I'm good with that. I don't think that it needed to be not scary.
Yeah.
But it did need some love. Yeah. It needed some updating.
Well, as long as they keep Mr. Toad being scary, then I guess we're okay.
And the other thing from Disneyland, well, from all the Disney parks, because they have Splash Mountain, is it's been announced that, of course, we know that it's getting rethemed to be Princess and the Frog. Right. We don't have a date on that, but it is going to be, it says it's a high priority.
We'll see if they even reopen the original.
Right. When they first announced the retheming, they said they were going to. Of course, that was when they thought that they were going to be opening a lot sooner than...
Yeah, like summer.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, who knows?
Yeah. But that is one that...
I keep saying who knows, but really...
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. No, I'm convinced, like, government doesn't know, and Disney doesn't know, and certainly the general public doesn't know. But that is one as well that in 2021, of course, we don't have any, you know, dates or anything like that. But if you want to ride Splash Mountain one more time, I'd get there pretty quickly when it opens again.
That ride's going to have crazy lineups if it is the original, because people are going to want to do it one more time.
You know what? I was there previous to Fastpass coming in the heat of summer once. It was like Independence Day weekend, and we stood in an almost 2-hour lineup for Splash Mountain, and it was worth it. Brandon is shaking his head at me. It was not worth it. I think it was worth it. I love Splash Mountain. I would stand in a huge long, I don't know if I'd stand 2 hours because, you know, Fastpass is a thing now, but I would stand in a very long lineup to ride that one more time.
Yeah, I would like to see it one more time as well, but...
Yeah. Hopefully, fingers crossed, but we'll see. We'll see. Okay, so the hub in Disneyland is getting looked at, redone. We know that they restored the Partners statue for in time for Walt's birthday.
Very nice.
Yes, and then shortly before closing, they had started to pay some attention to the Tomorrowland entrance.
Yes,
they should really pay some attention to all of Tomorrowland.
they're bringing it back to the retro stylings.
Thank goodness.
Which is what I always say that Tomorrowland should be.
100%. And they need to, like, lean into that hard.
It should be 1950s future.
Mm-hmm, totally.
And then you don't have to touch it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
You can't. By
you
the
can't
time,
future-proof a future thing.
Not like, especially not now with technology and everything.
Well, you never, like...
Right? So...
Technology's always... growing leaps and bounds, and it doesn't fit with a theme park timeline.
By the time they, you know, they renovate one element, by the time they finish renovating it, I'm just saying technology has improved beyond that already, so you just can't. It looked like that was the style they were really going for. I think they got to lean into it hard. Part of it was they were widening the pathways for both Tomorrowland entrance and I believe it was Frontierland entrance.
Well, that's going to be handy with social distancing requirements.
Right? Yeah. Talk about good timing on that part. So, yeah, that's another one that is probably one that will be very timely. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
That was kind of it for Disney parks.
Yeah, I mean, they had to put a lot of stuff on hold.
Yes.
And they obviously aren't starting anything new with the limited revenue that they're generating.
No,
so.
It does look like they are moving forward with some construction elements. Of course, Avengers Campus was the big one. And then in Toontown, they have Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which we thought was going to be just a giant pause button on it, but it looks like they have moved forward a little bit with construction.
Yeah, they've gotten some construction going on.
It's certainly not 2021, though.
No, I wouldn't say so. Maybe they'll finish close to constructing the building that it goes in by the end of the year.
Right.
But
yeah,
well, having a completed ride.
Down the road thing. They are moving forward with it, though. So
yeah, yes. It was thought that they might just cancel it.
Exactly.
But that's good, because Toontown needs some help.
Toontown, yeah. Yep. Well, even though we're focused on Disney parks, of course, and Disney in general, we do like theme parks.
Oh, yeah.
So I know there's one that you're mostly excited for.
Yeah. A lot.
Okay.
So Universal mm-hmm. is aggressively expanding right now. Harry Potter, of course, is a big one for them. They've built all sorts of Harry Potter lands on both Hollywood and yep. Florida parks and overseas.
Mm-hmm.
But now their next phase is they got the rights to Super Mario, well, Super Nintendo World is what it's called.
Right.
So all of Nintendo properties.
Oh, man.
But they're starting small with just Super Mario, basically.
Smart choice.
It's going to open first in Japan,
mm-hmm.
Universal Tokyo. It was supposed to open in time for the Tokyo Olympics 2020.
Right.
Which will now be taking place summer 2021.
Not 2020.
Apparently. And yeah, that's set to actually open in February.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like, oh my God, that is right around the corner.
And so they've had video tours of it with the big Mario guy,
mm-hmm.
Sergio Miyamoto, I believe is how you pronounce that.
Hey, but, good job.
And it looks absolutely amazing.
Did he say he's the father of Mario?
Yeah, well, he's the father of Mario as well as Link from mm-hmm. Zelda and mm-hmm. A couple other things he's worked on. Big
yeah.
Nintendo. He was like the main designer in Nintendo for years and years and years and years.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely look up that video, because that Super Nintendo world looks like you've been transported into a Mario game. The colors and everything. Right. But it's not a huge place. The Hollywood mm-hmm. version is under construction as well, and that's even going to be a little bit smaller. But they have the sight lines such that it looks like you're in a Mario level.
They make really good use of their space.
Mm-hmm.
Very effective planning.
And it looks like Universal is taking a page out of Disney's book mm-hmm. and leaned heavily into theming. They found success with the Harry Potter theming, and now they are super duper theming
mm-hmm.
this Nintendo world.
I always felt like Universal was a fun time to mm-hmm. go to. I haven't been to the Florida one. I know you have excellent things to say. But like, you'd go for a few hours and that was all right. You'd have themed attractions,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't have like any lands or areas where you could be really immersed
well,
in something.
Yeah.
Until, of course, Harry Potter was the first
Universal
one.
Studios' big hook was that you were touring a working studio.
Right.
And, of course, it's moved away from that. It's even Hollywood isn't a working studio anymore. Mm-hmm. They have a fake tram tour where you pretend to tour this studio, but it's not a working studio anymore, so they have to make it a theme park.
Right.
And, of course, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Universal Florida was always more themed. They mm-hmm. had more room, of course, as Florida does.
Yes, Florida, so yeah.
So they've been theming that quite well, but now they are just going that extra step further. And
embracing
and
the theming.
And it's working. Like, they've made tons of money on Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. A student of mine was like the biggest Harry Potter fan I've ever seen. And she went to the Hollywood Harry Potter one, and I know that is much smaller than the Florida one and everything, and still was like beside herself, like freaking out, crying. It was
I am not the biggest Harry Potter fan in the world. I was a little too old for it.
Right. Didn't hit us quite right.
Didn't hit me quite right, but I can sympathize with that mm-hmm. and empathize, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
that it would be as impactful as Batuu
Yeah, it's going to be the equivalent.
Like
of that for
you're being transported to this world that that means a lot to you. So
yeah, leaning into those things is like just smart. On
it
their
is
part.
Very smart. So the big attraction in Super Nintendo World, getting back to that, is going to be the Mario Kart ride.
It looks so good.
Everybody loves Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Even if they're not good at it, it has the perfect balance between being like a hardcore racing game, where if you're good at it, you can do well. But they have catch-up mechanics, so even terrible people at video games can still play and have fun.
Right.
And so it's a well-known video game, and they're going to make a ride out of it. You're going to have AR glasses.
Mm-hmm.
That look like a Mario hat.
I'm curious to see how they're going to do that with COVID.
Yeah.
They must have a plan.
I don't know. That's beside the point. You're going to be in a little Mario Kart cart as your ride vehicle, and it's going to go around the track, and you're going to be racing another Mario Kart cart. And apparently you can pick up items and throw them with these AR goggles, and that looks super cool.
Hopefully we don't have quite as much yelling and competitive...
Well, I mean,
language use.
It's you can only do so much on a ride, so whatever. But
oh, throw that shell!
Hopefully, you don't spin out too crazy. And then there's a kid's ride, kind of like a Haunted Mansion style Omnimover Yoshi ride, where you can hop on Yoshi like Mario does. Hopefully, not like throw him off a cliff like Mario does. I don't know. You go Yoshi.
Well done.
Then they have Toad's Restaurant.
Mm-hmm. That looks really cool,
which is pretty cool. It's very, very themed.
Mm-hmm. On like everything.
Everything, including the food that is like mushrooms everywhere.
You can't see. Brandon is grimacing because he does not like mushrooms.
Why would you eat a fungus?
Oh, I've got one for you. The popcorn. First of all, the buckets look amazing. They're stars. One is caramel peach.
Right.
And the other one is...
Mushroom.
Mushroom flavored.
Yeah. Mushroom flavored popcorn. I don't know. I like Mario. I think Mario's cool. I don't like his taste in food. He eats way too many mushrooms.
That's true.
Crazy guy. Yeah.
What else is cool about this restaurant?
They have a lot of screens in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And the concept of the restaurant is that Toad is actually... making your food. So it's Chef Toad is the head chef, and then they have a whole bunch of the other Toads working in the background, and you can see them on the screens in the background, and it kind of looks like if you ever played Mario Party where you're in the kitchen, and it looks exactly like that. So they're gonna have probably while you're eating you can watch these Toads kind of
prepare your food
in their awkward Toad way, probably getting in each other's way and stuff like that. So that'll be a lot of fun.
And then another really cool element that I see is all the interactivity.
Right. So Universal had the Harry Potter lands with the wands,
which had
a bunch of interactive elements. So they've taken that a little bit of a step further. In Nintendo World, you will be able to buy like a magic band. I think they call them power-up bands or whatever.
Yeah, they're totally different than magic bands, Brandon.
So they look exactly like magic bands from Disney World. But they're themed to different Nintendo characters.
Right.
You can get a Mario, Luigi, Yoshi, Peach.
Which one would you want?
Probably just Mario.
Yeah, I'd want Yoshi.
Yeah.
Even though I can't do the voice, I just need you to do the voice all the time.
So, yeah, that'll be fun. But you can go around and there's different places where you can place your magic band. Mm-hmm. It has an RFID technology, and then you can play little games or collect coins by punching the Mario block, just like Mario and stuff like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully how it works with crowds, especially at first, while we're still dealing with social distancing and things, I don't know. But
that's one thing that gets me. When you watch a video and he goes around, he's like, I'm going to hit this block. And he doesn't show you everything.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to leave some things to surprise. But that's all I could think of was the lineup to hit that block.
Mm.
The lineup to go in the warp pipe. The lineup for, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know how they're going to do it with social distancing. I'm very curious. But it seems like those interactive elements are throughout the whole land, which is very cool.
And some of them will be in conjunction with the app on your phone where you collect things. And some will just be, you put your armband up against a wall and it makes a cool picture.
Right.
Like, you can see an 8-bit Bowser or something like that.
Right.
But
yeah, you can collect, coins.
Yeah, who knows?
Points or whatever.
Who knows what that does, like...
Arguing?
you get a high score of the day, you got right. the most coins out of anybody, who knows?
Yeah, but anyway, it looks very cool. Yeah. So what would... we are obviously not going to Japan anytime
soon. No, so it's going to open first in Japan, and then it's going to open in Hollywood.
Right.
They're well underway on the building for
really?
The Mario Kart
in Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Even before Florida.
So Florida was supposed to be the first North American mm-hmm. Super Mario World because... Of course, they have more room.
Right.
But then they decided to roll it into their plans for a brand new park.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're just waiting on that then.
Yes, because Universal Studios Florida has two parks right now.
Right.
You have the base Universal Studios, and then you have Islands of Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning on building Epic Universe,
right.
it's called, which is going to have a bunch of stuff, but also this Super Nintendo world.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully they get working on it soon, because building a whole park takes a long time.
Yeah. No conjecture as far as Hollywood goes, though, hey? Like, are they building, or...
Yeah, I think they're working on it.
Yeah,
but
slowly
but
surely.
I would say it's probably not going to open until next year.
Yeah, okay. The other thing I saw was it was talking about future rides that might be part of this, or that are planned to be part of this.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I keep getting drawn to, one of my favorite Nintendo games... was Donkey Kong Country.
Yes.
Specifically, the best level, the mine cart. Yeah.
Yeah, like, so...
I'm going to say, they're not doing it as a race.
Because, of course, Donkey Kong came out as, like, the first Mario game back when he wasn't even called Mario.
Right.
He was...
Jumpman.
He also wasn't a plumber. He was a carpenter.
Really?
Originally.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. His name was Jumpman,
mm-hmm.
and he battled Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
It was Donkey Kong's game. He was the title character, but he was the villain.
Yeah.
So, in the era of Super Nintendo, of course, Donkey Kong Country came out, and Donkey Kong got to be the hero in that game.
Yes.
And run around collecting bananas and stuff.
That was super fun.
Yeah. Really, really good game.
Mm-hmm.
And they have patents out for a ride system for the Donkey Kong mine car ride.
That was
awesome. And it's going to be like a roller coaster style. But the idea is that there's fake tracks that you're on. It looks
yeah.
like you're on. And then there's the actual tracks below that you can't see as a rider.
Mm-hmm.
So they are able to do things like having broken mine tracks that you jump over.
That's cool.
Yeah. That sounds super fun to me.
Yeah, super,
yeah.
super fun. So what would you be most excited about? Let's pretend we could go to that land, you know, in February.
So probably one of my favorite video games of all time was Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
And the entrance to that land, you walk through the warp pipe and you end up in the lobby
right.
of Princess Toadstool's castle that's themed. It's supposed to be themed exactly after Mario 64. They have some pictures, some portraits, just like you would jump into
mm-hmm.
in that game. And I would be excited just to stand in that lobby and,
yeah.
and just pretend to be in that universe.
Mm-hmm. This is why we're good at theme parks together, because you love the thrill rides and everything like that, whereas I'm good with kiddie rides, but we both really love the theming.
Yeah.
Like, really appreciate theming. Attention to detail goes a long way with me. We've watched this a couple times now,
mm-hmm.
The YouTube walkthrough and everything, the exploration of it. It seems like the land that I have the most trouble with in Disney, and I think we'll talk about this at some point, is Toontown.
Mm.
This is kind of like what they could have done with Toontown as far as the coloring goes and the detailing goes. It seems like that's what was possible. I know you never got to see it right after it opened when everything was working. Like, now, the other problem is now half the stuff doesn't work, and they've
yes.
had to take out a lot of the, like, interactive stuff. If they were to be able to do a clean slate and they still say keep Toontown as Toontown, but like start over, they could take a page from this. It just looks so cool as far as like the hills and the detail and the landscaping. Everything is just, they've embraced it so much. And all I could see with the second time when we were watching the video was like, man, it really highlights that Toontown could have had, or at least especially now, has so much more possibility than what they're actually realizing.
Yeah. Yeah. The trouble with Toontown is, of course, they kind of abandoned Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Which was the theme of Toontown.
Right.
And they made it more like Mickey's Toontown, which doesn't really work as well for me.
It might not work very well for you, but it is a draw to, like, I get the idea of we're going to have a solid place, we're going to meet the characters and stuff like that. Like, I get that. But you could have, like, the stylized elements of it. Yeah, that's this kind of impression I got a lot watching the videos for YouTube. And I don't know, maybe people are like, nah, Christy, you're crazy. But it's that color. Maybe it's the coloring? Yeah, I don't know.
It has very vibrant colors, which Toontown does as well, but not, it's kind of shabby now. So.
It is, but I felt like that is what could have been possible with it. Or maybe if they redid it. But obviously they're not going to be doing that anytime soon.
Nah, just bulldoze it.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, so of everything coming out in 2021, Disney, non-Disney, whatever, if you were to pick one thing being like, I want to do that, I want to go see that, I want to try that, I want to do whatever, what would you be most excited about as nerd?
Well, it's probably not going to be 2021, but it's possible. It would be the Tron Coaster.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought you were going to go Star Wars Hotel.
No.
Really?
Well.
Your wallet is too scared of that.
I'm scared of the price tag of that. But yeah, no, the Tron Coaster looks amazing.
Really? Even more so than Mario?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You were really excited for the Tron Coaster.
No. Tron's cool. I've always wanted to ride a light cycle, and I love roller coasters, so.
Do you watch the original movie?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. Lots.
I never did.
Oh, it was great.
I do back remember in the when day. Yeah, I do remember when the new one came out how excited you were about it though. Yeah.
Yeah, the new one was fine.
It was fun.
But yeah, that original Tron movie getting transported into a video game was a big thing for me back in the day. Yeah.
Okay, so the Tron Coaster, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool.
How about you?
You know what, honestly, if I were to just pick one thing, it would just be to go to Disneyland.
What?
I just want to go to Disneyland. But okay, I would actually say Avengers Campus.
Yeah.
A whole new land in California Adventure, and I love the MCU, and especially this year with all of the Marvel content coming out, I just think if I were to pick one thing, hang out in Avengers Campus would be super cool.
I believe we could call it like the year of Marvel.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, but I agree. Avengers Campus does look very exciting. Like, we haven't even been able to go on Mission Breakout, so that would just be another extra
all cool
goodness for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, very cool. Anything to add about 2021 at parks?
No, I'm just hoping stuff opens and maybe we'll get to go. I don't know. I was a little more optimistic like a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
The vaccine rollout has been pretty slow. And our window is summertime, your job, so I don't know how far afield we're going to get to go this year, but fingers crossed.
All we can do is wait and see. And yeah. So what do you think, trivia?
Yeah, let's go back to trivia.
Last week, we were talking MCU Phase 1, and so I asked you some Phase 1 related trivia items. How confident are you feeling?
I wasn't, like, super confident. I know quite a bit about, like, Marvel MCU stuff. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily Marvel in general. Like, I'm not the biggest comic book nerd ever. But I was somewhat confident before you asked the questions, and then I was not so confident because I was like, oh.
You know what? You did much better than you think you did.
Oh, okay.
This might be the best you've done on trivia.
I don't know. I've had some okay times.
You got 2 out of 3.
Hey, the meatloaf.
Right? Ain't bad. So, I asked you, question one. At the beginning of Iron Man, a loud rock song plays that really sets the scene for not only Tony Stark's character, but actually the whole of MCU. We talked about how before it was really dark and gritty. This was much more, like, fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it does encapsulate that. Absolutely.
I asked what the song was. This is what you guessed.
Is it an AC/DC song? I'm stalling for time trying to think of what the song is, but it's not coming to me. We'll go with Back in Black. I don't know.
It was a totally random guess.
No. It was not random. I knew AC/DC did a lot of the songs for Iron Man.
Yeah.
And I knew it was not Black Sabbath. 100%.
Right. But AC/DC has a lot of songs.
They do. But I knew that they did play Back in Black during Iron Man at some point. I just didn't know if it was the opening song. So
100% correct. It was good, an educated guess.
It wasn't just a random
But it's not like he only played AC/DC. He played other classic rock songs. But anyway, question two. I said, in the Avengers, Natasha remarks to Clint that the Battle of New York was a lot like their time.
Budapest. Yeah, that's some confidence right there.
Yeah, that's confident. There was a reason to be confident. Yeah. You're totally correct. Yeah, good job. It was in Budapest, and yeah. I'd like to go back to Budapest, actually.
Pretty cool little city.
Yeah, good food.
Well, big city, actually.
Big city.
It's quite spread out. And it was like 42 degrees.
It was so hot.
Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
When we were there, so
we didn't get to really appreciate it. I don't think we kind of like ran from shade to shade.
literally. Yeah. It was a scorcher, but
it was
cool place.
It was beautiful. Yeah,
very beautiful.
And good food. Mm-hmm. So yes, it was their time in Budapest, and I want to know what happened in Budapest.
Well, maybe we'll get to see the Black Widow movie this year.
Maybe it's in there. I don't know.
It's supposed to be in there.
Is it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. And then the last question was, the first time we meet Black Widow was in the Iron Man movie, part two.
Iron Man 2, yes.
How does she introduce herself, and in what position is she employed? I said you get a half mark for each one. It's very teachery of me, right?
Yeah. Show me your rubric.
Okay. This is what you said.
Well, she's a secretary.
Okay.
I don't know what her name is.
Is it her real name?
I don't think so. I thought it was a pseudonym. I don't think it was Natasha. I don't know. I don't remember. I was not focusing on what she was saying at the time.
I don't know if I should give you a half mark for it or not. Not secretary, she is.
But
Tony's
that is a
assistant.
Very gender-specific job title. Oh, that was terrible of me.
I know, you're better than that. Come on. So she was undercover to watch Tony Stark. She shows up as his new assistant, and her name is Natalie Rushman. You didn't even guess on the names.
No.
Obviously, you're not going to get that one.
It's been like 10 years since I've seen Iron Man 2.
It has not been that long. We watched that one before Infinity War. Before Infinity War.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I blocked it from my memory.
You were just watching her, not listening to her specific name.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I don't know. Maybe 2.5? 2.25. I give you half of a half.
Great. Perfect.
But that's pretty good. That's not bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, one with confident, one lucky guess, one lucky educated guess.
Whatever.
All right.
But that means it's time for me to ask you some trivia.
I'm not so good about that.
You're not so good about
not
that?
Not so glad about that.
Why not?
Because I'm scared.
Well, don't be scared. It's fun.
Okay.
So we were talking about new attractions opening up for 2021 this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I would ask you some trivia about new attractions.
Uh-oh.
Not necessarily new now. But so the first question I want to ask you.
Please ask me when Star Tours opened.
No.
Dang it.
That is not one of the questions. No, my question for you is, what is the first new attraction that ever opened in Disneyland after opening day?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Yeah.
Oh, because I know a fair bit about Disney history, but I don't know if I've ever seen it like in a timeline. So I've just got to like.
Yeah, because I mean, a bunch of stuff opened opening day.
Yeah.
But there was one that opened, the first one that opened after opening day.
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance you can narrow it down to tell me like a land or anything like that?
I don't even know what land this would be in, honestly.
This is really tough. They did so much after Disneyland opened because there's a lot of stuff that he wanted to have open for opening day that just didn't make it. So I'm trying to go through in my mind and be like, what would have been first? Do you notice how I am stalling?
Yeah, you're really stalling.
Okay. Oh, and then I'm trying to think, like, was this an opening day attraction? Was that an opening day attraction? You're laughing at me for how I'm stalling, aren't you?
I'm going to have to call time on you here pretty quick.
Like, okay. What about, was the teacups an opening day attraction?
That's an interesting thought.
Oh, or was it something like...
No, you get one guess. Teacups. You said teacups.
Yeah, but I don't think that's right. Okay, whatever. I guessed it already. I'm wrong, but that's fine. Okay.
Okay, so then question two. Mm-hmm. The first major expansion to the Disney theme park brand, of course, was Disney World.
Right.
What year did Disney World open, and name one of the opening day attractions in the Magic Kingdom?
Well, if I were to subtract 50 from 2021. Okay, one of the opening day attractions for, well, it was 1971.
Yes.
October 1st, 1971, to be super specific. But one of the opening day attractions did, blah, blah, blah. Country Bear Jamboree.
Hmm.
There was many opening day attractions.
Yes, well, I tried to make an easy one.
Thank
you,
because the last one was terrible. Hard. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And finally, what was the last attraction added to Disneyland and Disney World before things started closing down? What's the newest thing that you could go to at the parks right now?
At either of the parks?
Both.
Oh, okay. So Disney World was Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Railway. There we go. Railway.
So that's Disney World.
Was Disney World. Disneyland would have been Rise of the Resistance.
You think so, eh?
Stop saying it like that, because now I'm second guessing myself. Rise of the Resistance opened in January of 2020, and I can't think of anything that would have opened after that. Are we counting, like, renovated rides?
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh my god. Rise of the Resistance. Fine. Okay. Oh, we never got to ride Rise of the Resistance. I was very excited to do it. We actually practiced getting
the boarding passes
for that. But
we're still staying spoiler-free on it as well.
Yes, we haven't seen anything. We haven't done anything. Even, like, we loved watching the Imagineering story on Disney Plus, but when it got to the new stuff, we didn't watch that episode because we were afraid of Rise of the Resistance spoilers.
Yeah, we wanted to experience it completely blind.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen, like, Smuggler's Run stuff. Really, the only completely spoiler-free thing is Rise of the Resistance. So, really excited about that one. I'm hoping that that question is correct. But if you got to ride it spoiler-free, obviously, let us know on our social media accounts or throw us an email about what you thought of it, good, bad, or otherwise, or if you think I'm wrong about any of those, which is very, very possible. Why are you nodding your head?
No reason. No reason.
Okay. So feel free to contact us on social media or through our email. Our website is disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. All our links are up there. You can find us also on Instagram at disneya.podcast, Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks also to Al Mule, who is responsible for our awesome custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can also find a link to his work at our website. Just a little plug here for him. He is in the finals for Top Alberta Country Album right now for his debut album.
Album of the Year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
That's very exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. It was his first album and everything. So this is super exciting. You can also find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and others. Basically all of them. Please review our podcast, specifically on Apple Podcasts, but on any of them, and subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. If you know someone who might like this podcast, be sure to recommend Disney A to them. Next week, we're specifically talking about live-action remakes.
Yeah, we're finally going to have finished watching all of them.
Well, our plan was to talk about it in December, with Mulan being widely available, but then we were excited to talk Mandalorian and excited to talk Marvel, so we kept pushing it back, so we're going to go back to it now.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking live-action remakes, and we'll probably rank and debate and argue and all that kind of fun stuff.
I'll point out how you're wrong.
Oh, yeah,
things like that.
Right? Oh, is that how it's going to happen? I don't think so. We actually tend to agree a lot more on these than I think so.
It's because I'm such a good influence on you.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Until then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?